From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, in Pakistan, a new president and new attacks by Americans on suspected terrorists there.
But first, drill, baby, drill. That was the cry coming from the floor of the Republican convention last week. Polls show that a majority of Americans now favor more offshore drilling for oil. Maybe that's why oil fever is sweeping the Capitol this week. Democrats in both the House and Senate will introduce legislation that would allow for more drilling off the coast. And here to help us sort it all out is Coral Davenport from Congressional Quarterly. And Coral, first of all, tell us a bit about these proposals that will be introduced by Democrats this week.
Well, they're very different from what Republicans have been calling for. The platform of what Republicans want is lifting the offshore drilling ban off the entire U.S. Atlantic and Pacific coasts. And that's far too much for any Democrat to kind of stomach. What Democrats will be doing in both chambers is bringing legislation that would expand offshore drilling off the four southeastern states. That's Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia. And then in both cases, that offshore drilling would be bundled with a host of provisions that in most cases Republicans just could not possibly swallow. In the Senate, we will see billions of dollars in tax breaks being taken away from the oil industry. In the House, we will probably see a requirement that up to 20% of the nation's electricity come from renewables. These sort of strong environmental provisions that are so contentious that, you know, most Republicans can't support them, and combined with this small, modest offshore drilling.
Now, are the Democrats trying to have their cake and eat it, too? They're trying to say, look, we are in favor of oil drilling and yet not have it passed because they're attaching.
Yes. Basically, this is about defusing this incredibly lightning rod political issue that the Republicans have just seized on and hammered them and slammed them. And so what the political strategy is sort of saying, all right, look, we've done an offshore drilling bill. Now you have to stop. None of these measures look like they, you know, have enough support either way to move. The thing that will be really interesting to watch is if Republicans and Democrats can't reach a deal, then at the end of September, we will see a vote on the continuing resolution that essentially the lawmakers haven't passed any of the key appropriations bills that you need to keep funding the federal government this year. And they're going to try to pass that through in an omnibus at the end of September. Well, one of those spending bills extends the ban on offshore drilling. Republicans are threatening to vote against the whole continuing resolution. If they block that, that will lead to a government shutdown.
But it doesn't seem that that would be something they'd want during an election year.
No one really wants to do it. I mean, Democrats have made clear that if Republicans follow through with that threat, they will turn it right around and they will say, you know, Republicans are blocking health care payments for veterans and Social Security checks to older people. And, you know, I talked to some Republican senators yesterday who said, if we don't reach a deal, I'm voting against that.
Now, we have two senators running for president. Where are they on this?
Senator Obama has said that he supports the Senate package that would open the small amount on the four southeastern states, combined with ending the tax breaks for the oil companies. And Senator McCain has been very clear, and it's kind of been a shift for him, really, this year. He has aligned himself with the core of his party on this. Lift that whole moratorium, open up all of the U.S. coasts.
Coral Davenport is with Congressional Quarterly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.